Realspadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia, and yes, I am back. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. It was great to be off for a couple of days. Happy to be back. I want to thank my good friend Dennis Malloy for holding down the fort. Jen Ursillo, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Welcome back.
So Dennis had a little fun covering for me, I hear.
Did
the theme song play and he mocked it, or did we just not even play it?
No, we didn't play it.
See, I think we need another song, Kathy. I think we need to talk.
There should be a song for everyone that's hosting.
I think so, too. I think there should be a... You know, maybe just a, like, what did Dennis say when he got on the air? Bill is out?
Bill Spadia, out.
Out. Dennis is in. I love that.
He said it like you were fired. It was
maybe,
very funny.
I think that would be good. We need, like, a Spadia is out.
Yeah, it was really funny.
And then the anticipation. Will I come back? Mm-hmm. Will the song play again? Who knows? It's all good.
It was funny when he first did it.
He's great. Now, today is a very important day on the radio program.
Yes.
Today is Wednesday.
That's right.
Which means it is Hate-O-Meter Wednesday.
After 8:30.
And now, is this the first time? I thought it was, but you say you've done it before.
Supposed to be the debut, but then Eric got sick, I think, last month. He was out for like 2 days, and it happened to be Hate-O-Meter Day. So Jen stepped up.
Yeah.
And I did it, but you don't remember
I don't remember.
That was a good, but this is good.
Yeah, and don't take that as an insult. It's more I barely remember...
Bill.
I thought today was Monday.
Believe me, I get it with you.
Right? It's okay. I really did. No, it was funny.
But today's Hate-O-Meter is awesome.
It was really
It's good.
Rich, right? Thomas shared a few things with me on the Hate-O-Meter.
Oh,
and I'm like, it's, I don't know. The recording of it was, I think, was extra this time. So we'll look forward to that at 8:30.
I had fun.
Also, because I was not here Monday, I want to do a little bit of Small Business Monday here on a Wednesday between 8 and 9, interrupted only, of course, by the Hate-O-Meter. So if you've got a charity to plug or a business to plug, we're going to do that coming up at 8 o'clock.
Bill, but I just want to add, when Dennis came in, the Hate-O-Meter from last week was printed out and sitting at your position there at the mic.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis walks in.
No,
it was just he and I alone in the studio, and he picks it up. And you know, some of the hate was pretty bad.
Graphic.
The first
graphic
one was
week,
suck a.
Yeah.
And he picked it up and he looked at me and he said, "Well, this is a nice note to come into." I had to explain
poor
what it was.
Which then we had to explain. Yes, that Kathy explained it.
Did you explain it to him? Did he understand the Hate-O-Meter?
Yeah. Not shocked.
I was going to say,
like, whatever.
Did he want to add to it?
He's like, is this something I'm supposed to read on the air? He didn't know why it was sitting there.
So,
but to honor Small Business Monday, he did talk about small businesses on Monday.
Good.
To honor.
Yeah.
But you do.
Well,
so,
I think it's important. I was reading this morning. So the news items that pop up when you turn the computer on, and I'm not blaming Town Square. I'm just, saying this whole Bing, MSN. I don't understand what we're subscribed to. But I learned a new name. Talia Sky. Do you know who that is?
Talia Sky. I don't
know. So this is an Australian influencer. I love that we now have influencers. Like, that's a thing. Who are they influencing? First, I'd like to know what that even means.
Oh, no. But, now you're going to go off on that.
Well, listen to this. So this Talia Sky made what she is calling a poor decision.
Uh-huh.
She's staying in a hotel and decided to go get a foot massage. Now, normally, you would think this is fine, right?
Sure.
Problem is, she left the hotel room to get the foot massage and left behind her 6-month-old baby in the room.
Oh, my God.
Now, her justification was she had a baby cam watching the kid.
Oh, that's
so
perfect.
Well, listen now. I'm going to defend her.
Okay.
Here's why. I was thinking about this. When you were a kid, like, my grandmother would pull up to wherever, the bakery, the butcher, and leave my brother and I in the car, sometimes leave the air on, sometimes just crack the windows, go in. We'd be gone sometimes 20 minutes while she was shopping. Never even thought of it.
Different times.
Right?
Different times, because same with us.
Did you not get left in the car? I mean, did your parents even think about it?
Or it was, do you want to come in? No.
No, right. We hated to come in.
Of course,
how
we
about
did.
We? Can we just stay in the car and not go in?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
See
different
that?
Times, though. Car running too. Sometimes, like,
car running.
Keys in the ignition. We could have been like, "Oh, let's go."
What? My question is, what changed? And like, what is it that you wouldn't do? But here's why I don't think her leaving the baby is the biggest deal. If you live in a big house, you're leaving your kid in the upstairs room. You got your monitor on your phone. Half the people now have nanny cams in every room of their house. I don't think it's a big deal. Kathy, you're shaking your head.
It's a six-month-old.
I'm going to disagree, because staff of the hotel has a key to that room. And even though you're watching it, what if someone comes into the room?
That's a good point.
You can't get back there. In your house, it's different.
You wonder why, if these influencers have the money for a foot massage, they don't have the money to pay the... Most of these fancy hotels have babysitting services. Right?
I don't think they think about it, yeah.
Well, anyway, so...
Well, they'll say, I don't trust the babysitting service, but I'd rather leave my six-month-old home alone.
But what's amazing to me is I see this. I have no desire to post about it and be angry. So the social media is blowing up with this. People hating on her and attacking. And like, the hate-o-meter in and of itself, I don't know that I would be included in someone else's hate-o-meter.
Huh.
Because can you get worked up about that? All right, she did a stupid thing. It's honestly not the dumbest thing. I don't know. Is it that huge a deal? Maybe it is.
For me, I'm with Kathy on this one. I got to disagree. I just feel like anything can happen with a six-month-old. They can roll over. They can
But realistically,
I don't know.
Single moms fall asleep once in a while. And you have a monitor, maybe. Maybe you don't. In the old days, you didn't. The kid would just go to bed. You hoped everything worked out in the morning. Right? I don't know. What about you? Am I being insensitive? Well, am I off on this?
But that's also coming, like you're saying, I fell asleep. That's it's an accident. This is deliberately I'm leaving them.
Yeah, but that's why we have technology in your phones. So do you think what she did was wildly irresponsible? Would you do it? And by contrast, how many of us grew up in a way that our parents were never all over us? I mean, my summers included leaving the house after breakfast and coming back when it was dark.
When completely the street lights come on. Yes.
Completely on our own.
Yes.
We worked out fine. I think we baby kids way too much today. I think it's time for a little more Leave Me Alone. What do you say? 1-800-283-101.5. 616. Fast Traffic, Instant Weather Next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5. Keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
623 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Happy Fossil Fuel Appreciation Day. This is why nice things. For years, I didn't know it was Earth Day today.
Earth Day, okay.
But I have celebrated Fossil Fuel Appreciation Day every Earth Day. Because Earth Day started as some ridiculous anti-fossil fuel endeavor from the left. However, you turned it into a party. Didn't know, Jill.
Yeah, my friends.
You started this. So that was off the air, right?
That was off the air, yeah.
So I just learned that there was, I guess, I don't know if there is now, a Shad Festival in Lambertville.
So this weekend was always a blast.
To celebrate the fish.
Yeah, when I was in my 20s, my friends and I loved this weekend because on one day, we'd celebrate Earth Day up in New York City at the South Street Seaport. Everybody would be out and drinking. And
of course.
It was just all about drinking. And then that next day was the Earth Shad Festival in Lambertville.
I never
heard
of this.
And it's Lambertville, not on the New Hope side, you know. So
it's on the Jersey
side. You know how
those
twin cities are there on the river up. Beautiful spot. But Shad Festival is basically,
this is with the fish making their way upstream.
Yeah, shad roe come as like the eggs, R-O-E.
It's a delicacy. And what I'm trying to understand, I've never had shad roe. It's bright red. And it says here, I'm reading this, unlike caviar, shad roe has a delicate, slightly sweet flavor.
Hmm.
So I don't know, but do you have to cook it or can you eat it raw?
There were sandwiches, I remember, but I've never even tasted it. I just would always go to Lambertville and the streets would be closed off. And once again, we'd be drinking.
Well,
and
a lot of times, they don't make it appetizing. They call it the egg sack of the female American shad fish. Like, that just sounds disgusting.
Well, I mean, yeah, but is caviar? What is caviar?
I love caviar.
And what is that?
Yeah, eggs too.
Right?
Yeah, fish
and
eggs.
Then you got hairy. You eat sardines, which look like the hairiest worms.
Sardines are so good for you. It's a shot of protein. You get some calcium in that, the vitamins, nutrient rich.
I know, but it is a hairy looking
beast. Well, no, the anchovies are the hairy ones, but now I buy the white anchovies. So you don't get the little spines on them.
Right. Is an anchovy a sardine?
No, different things.
This happened with the octopus and the schoongeel and the calamari.
Right. They're all different.
I'm all mangled up.
You're all confused.
You know why? Because it's weird butt looking
I know,
fish
they're
stuff.
Gross looking, but delicious. So I was telling you.
Oh my goodness.
I forget sometimes what I plan and say on the air and then what I say privately. So I get a text from Jody on Friday. She's like,
Lucy, you're in trouble.
Like, really? What? Where are you on Tuesday that you're taking off? I'm like, oh, crap. I forgot to tell her that I took Tuesday off, too. So
She found out
whilst
being in the kitchen, listening
the
to the radio.
It was on at home. It was on. We have an old-fashioned radio.
Do you really? In
the
kitchen?
We do.
So I could just see Jody in the kitchen making some cacao, and there she's like, wait, what? He's off
Eating
on
up
Tuesday?
The cacao. And she's like, oh, I guess we're off Tuesday.
Where are you going?
I forget. It blends for me.
Yeah.
Oh.
See? She thought she was enjoying some cacao. That makes everything better. So you took how many segments off then?
So I took
one day.
Monday and Tuesday. So I worked at Newsmax on Sunday. So I did the morning show 7 to 10.
All right. Is one day in normal people's lives a segment for you?
A normal person. Yes, exactly. So I basically live like 4 days.
Right.
Really three, because the 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. is sleeping.
Okay, so it's kind of like the metric system. Nothing ever translates.
It's kind of like dog years.
It doesn't equally translate.
It's kind of like dog years.
Yeah.
I'm actually 110.
I was trying to explain this to Dennis while you were out.
The segments?
Yeah. He kept saying, Bill is out. I'm in. And everybody was blowing. You started this last week when you said something. You said something on the internet about changes coming to New Jersey.
Did I?
Yeah, whatever you said, it kind of sounded like there was this massive change.
Oh, that's so. Do people think I got fired?
He just kept coming in every segment.
That's funny.
Bill is out.
I'm sure a few people were delighted. They're like, oh, thank God the change was he's out.
But I explained to him your segments and he.
Right. Yeah. So Sunday, I got up at 2. I went at 4. I was there. Oh, my God. Kathy's looking at me. She's like, it's already 6:28. I'll tell you about it on the other side of the news. How about that? 6:28. 6:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I don't know if you heard the report. There is a report of a cancer cluster in Keyport. Jen, was that in the top of the news? I didn't hear. I heard it earlier in First News.
It was in the top of my news, Thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I got you covered. but there were like 40 cases of cancer and 28 developed on
One street. First Street in Keyport.
Now, this is not the first time that we've heard of cancer clusters in New Jersey. And we've heard about this going back. Tom's River
was a huge one, yes.
And how did that ever resolve or did it not? Right?
I think it just went away, right?
Well, that's my concern. Mm-hmm. They're trying to say this may have to do with a closed landfill.
It's the Aeromarine landfill. What used to be the Aeromarine landfill. It's now defunct, yeah. But they think there could be a possible connection between the cluster and the landfill because they have been cited. They have
been
fined.
But what I want to understand is this goes back 16 years. The mm-hmm. Department of Environmental Protection said that there were toxins from the landfill leaking into Raritan Bay. And this was back, this is back in 2010.
Yeah.
So did nothing happen between now, between 2010 and now?
No, and I think in Pallone's letter, I think he mentions that and they've incurred like $900,000 in fines that have gone unpaid.
Yeah, but here's the distraction that just happened. As serious as the story is, we are watching through the glass.
Thomas, what's going on?
He is showing signs.
Is it a bug?
He's swatting with a rolled up piece of paper.
Oh my God.
And he's, look at him. He's about to jump up.
That cannot be just a fly. It's got to be like a bee or something. I don't think he would get as crazy about it.
If I'm looking at it, it looks like it's a mouse or it's a hand-sized
spider.
Bug.
Oh, it's a centipede. A spider.
Maybe a spider. I don't know.
Oh, you better get that.
I get it. He can't leave because if you leave, then you lose track of where it went.
And he doesn't. Yeah, well, that's a good point.
The only thing scarier than a spider is...
Doesn't the microphone work in there? Thomas, does that microphone work?
Yeah, I got it.
Can we get a mic in here? This took a turn. No, that happens sometimes. Thomas, what is going on there? Can you report from the scene? Hold on, we're dialing
reporting
in now.
Reporting from the scene. We have to dial
in. He's live from the production studio.
We're dialing in.
We are going to go live. Breaking news. We are going live to the production studio where producer Thomas has a rolled up piece of paper and an undetermined hand-sized bug that he is fighting. Thomas. No, it's okay.
You got to wait. I have to dial in the producer.
That's hilarious.
The only thing that's scarier than a spider is a spider that's missing.
You know what's a little more scary?
Okay,
The lack of technology here in New Jersey 101.5.
Thomas? Hello.
Oh, there we go. So you mean to tell me that the microphone that I'm looking at that is no more than 10 feet away in the production studio on the largest show in the state. Well, I call it a production studio.
Okay.
What did you have to do? You had to crank it up? You had to turn it on? You had to spin the wheel?
Well, there's different channels. It was set up for another thing.
All right. So, Thomas, the paper is down now. What's going on?
I believe it is a cricket spider.
Oh, a spricket.
Yeah, is that a thing?
Yeah,
a spricket?
Yeah.
A crictor? A crictor or a spricket? Is there such a thing as a cricket spider?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now I got to look that up. What is a cricket spider and why is it in the studio? Cricket spider.
Like I said, the only thing scarier than a spider is a spider that's missing.
Oh, look at that. This is a thing.
Yes.
Well, it's a spider cricket.
Spider cricket, yes.
Yeah. So that's a pretty gross looking thing. I don't know if you want to see this.
Yeah, no, it's not fun.
No, describe it, Thomas, though. It has eight legs. Does it have stripes on the legs? I'm just trying to determine if it's poisonous.
I don't think it's poisonous.
Can you click on the link that says if they're dangerous?
All right, hold on. We're about to find out.
Are they dangerous? Click on that.
He hasn't moved in about 3 minutes.
Here's what concerns me. The first link to spider cricket is on WebMD.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right, so, okay. The spider cricket, a common American pest. The insect gets its name from its spindly... That's a cool
spindly
description. Spindly, yeah. Spider-like legs. However, it is not a true spider. The pest typically lives in caves and forests and producer studios. Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, the producer studio does represent a cave. That's true.
So they love to munch on cardboard, fabric, and other items.
And producers.
Yes. So here's what you need to know. How to get rid of them. Okay, here we go. They actually are nicknamed camel crickets or sprickets.
Yes.
Sprickets. Oh, you had that right. Look at you.
How about that?
A spricket.
Let's call it a spricket.
I like that name.
All right. So here's the thing. You don't really have to kill the spricket because it will eat other insects. So if you want,
we can name it as a pet.
Capture it and put it outside.
Name him and leave him here.
Give him a name.
Feed him a little cardboard.
Well, I don't care what he eats.
A while.
I don't really want him in the room with me.
Yeah, I agree with him.
So he's above your head. That's the worst. If you've got a bug above your head.
Yes.
But they don't spin webs, so it's not like he's going to dangle. Believe me, he's more concerned about you.
It's ugly.
Is it ugly?
That's the problem.
Can you do me a favor, though, producer Thomas? In your other hand, I see you're holding your weapon in your left hand, your right hand. Can you zoom in and get a picture on your phone?
Oh.
Yeah, I'd like to see this creature. And
Thomas, can you still see him?
And maybe for Small Business Monday, we'll talk about exterminators.
Wait, there you go.
Look at him. Watch him. Look at him.
I have to tell you, I don't know if we have an extermination service here at New Jersey 101.5, but I will tell you between the dust. The fact that the microphones have to be dialed up and you have to spin a wheel to get them going and you feed the mice cheese so they work.
Did you get them?
And then the bugs. Did you get it?
I got the picture of it.
You got the picture.
I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, to derail the show here. It's actually quite the opposite.
We were watching you jump up and down, taking swings.
Well, I thought he was trying to get my attention.
All right, let's.
But he was trying to whack the.
Do me a favor, Kathy. Try to get a video of him jumping and and trying to kill this thing.
Okay.
All right. Thomas just sent me the picture. I mean, to scale, he's only the size of a quarter.
Hold on, let me go in for the kill real quick.
Let me go in for the kill.
All right, he's going to go get...
Wait, did you get him?
Did you get him?
No, I couldn't. He's a little too high.
He's too high. You're going to have to stand on the desk.
I might have to.
You know he's mocking Thomas right now.
Now, if Thomas stands on the desk...
Can you try again?
Does he... If he falls, is that...
I hurt myself.
Oh, Thomas, can you try again? I got this disability.
So I'm going to just give some PSA advice here.
Here he goes.
Don't stand on the desk. Yeah, he's... Hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute, here he goes. He sees the spigot.
Can't. He's way too high.
He's way too high. All right. We'll give you a full report on the other side of traffic and weather next, 6:45.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
6:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So the spigot is dead. Long live the spigot. I will have a video of producer Thomas's battle with the intruding bug, which derailed us a little bit here on the morning show. But I will also have pictures and a video. If you are squeamish at all about bugs and dead bugs, then... do not go to nj1015.com. All right. I'll have that full report for you by the end of the show. So I want to ask, I want to get back to what I was talking about, which was this idea that we have a cancer cluster in Keyport. And I wanted to ask you, have you gone through this? Like in your neighborhood, I always think about, you know, places that you live in New Jersey where it, you hear reports like this, and all of a sudden it becomes very challenging if you're going to want to sell your house. Like, I think of the folks in Florence, New Jersey, that have to deal with the smell from the landfill in Pennsylvania. You know, is there enough money that the government could come up with? And my thought is this, that hearing Frank Pallone, and Frank Pallone, you know, Frank, where have you been for 16 years? This is now something? And if the landfill operator had been fined nearly $1 million, where is that money? Did that go into the general fund? Did the federal government levy those fines? Where's the money? And why do we not have a government program when something goes wrong like that, that is no fault of the homeowners, that our government doesn't have a rainy day fund to help unsellable properties get sold and bought back? I said this after Sandy, and I actually said this after Katrina. I mean, now we're going way back into the New Orleans disaster. And I said, why are we spending money to rebuild homes in an area that it's going to cost a fortune to insure? And the same thing might happen all over again. Why don't we just have the government buy these properties back? And my point of this is not to usher in some era of government buybacks and socialism, but to say we are now subsidizing housing across this state. We're putting illegals and everybody else in these jam-packed, almost fake micro cities because they don't have jobs or transportation. They're just clusters of housing. And you're paying for that through the subsidies that the government grants the developers, that the illegals who get housing vouchers, all this stuff is happening that you're paying for. But if you are a middle-class homeowner in an area like Florence or Keyport or Toms River back in the day when we were reporting on the cancer clusters there, you just get screwed. Like, it's not, there's, what's your recourse? Has this ever happened to you where external circumstances have come in and absolutely wrecked your property value? And my question further than that is, Are you thinking about selling your home in the Garden State? And where are you headed? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:55 is the time. Jen Ursillo, news next.
New Jersey 101.5, $1,000 a day at work payday. $1,000 for a weekend getaway, new handbag, new phone, pay off some bills. What would you do with $1,000? Listen all day for the at work payday cash code. Then enter the cash code into the New Jersey 101.5 station app. It's that easy. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers. $1,000 a day at work payday.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
On New Jersey 101.5.
.710 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you. Well, 10 o'clock this morning, Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So, interesting development. Secretary of War, love that, Pete Hegseth, now ending the mandatory flu shot for our military.
I saw that.
I love it. This has been in place for 72 years. Oh, here's a shocking thing. They found out that the shots are increasing your chance of getting the flu, number one. Number two, and this is really amazing, a 340% increase in getting other infections. So now the question is, what the hell was in the flu shot? Now, I have said this. The only time I really had a severe flu in the last 10 years was the year I got the flu shot. And pre-COVID, I had every reason to have total confidence in the medical community. You offer it, I'm going to take it. We used to joke about it. I'm like, people talk about extraordinary means to keep them alive. You ask me 10, 15 years ago, I would have said, yo, yeah, do whatever you can. Hook me up. I'm ready to go. Now, like, get out of here. Give me some mint tea, and I'm just going to fade out. Like,
I have never, ever in my life had the flu shot.
Good for you.
Ever.
Wow.
No, I just never thought.
Well, the poison COVID shot is what the whole madness around COVID changed my thinking. And yes. I just stopped going to the doctor. I'm like, I have no faith anymore. And with few exceptions, there are specialist doctors. If you have, you know, if you have a reaction to something, like there are a few exceptions. But I do not do the well visit. Oh, let me do my annual checkup.
Right.
Don't do that anymore. I just live healthy. I sweat once or twice a day, hot yoga, and I eat a lot of meat and butter.
Yes.
And I'm doing great. So now it feels like all of my skepticism is being reinforced by smarter people than me, people who are doctors and medical experts, and saying, yeah, guess what? You were right. This stuff is crap. So I don't know. Who's still getting a flu shot?
I know a lot of people.
It's still mandatory for nurses.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Kathy, do you get a flu shot?
I've never had a flu shot in my life.
You've never had one?
That's what I said. I never had
one. Here's
what
happened.
My kid has never had one, no.
I'm very influenced by advertising. As you may know, I see like a real, like we were
pants
driving.
Pants on Instagram.
We were driving. Yeah. I buy pants on Instagram. I'm driving by. We're coming out of DC. I'm driving on 95 in Baltimore. There's a huge water tower in Baltimore.
Yeah, I know it.
That has painted crabs on it.
Yes. Oh no. What'd you do?
I just said, I'm like, God, you know, I could really go for some crabs. Should we stop for something? Jody looks at me like it's got to stop.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I could see her saying that.
So I'm going back. This is probably when our chasing show started in 13. So this was probably 2015, 16. I had a doc on and he was annoyed at me because I didn't get a flu shot and he talked me into it. And
wow.
I know. So I'm like, all right. I had no reason to believe that Big Pharma was such an evil scam. And then I went and got it.
And?
He got the flu.
I was so pissed off. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I've gone my whole life without doing it. I go and get the damn flu shot. Now I'm sick.
You have the reaction. Yeah. That a lot of people have.
A lot of people have a reaction. Yes. And then they justify the reaction by saying, yeah, but it would have been worse.
Correct.
No, it wouldn't have been. I didn't get it before that.
You probably wouldn't have gotten it. Right.
Or now you're developing the antibodies necessary for.
Right. So, so what I explain to people, I'm like, you know, I remember at the outset of COVID, there was discussion of the antibodies, discussion of the immunity. And the logical person said, many people said this, my son said this, he was in high school, he's like, you know, why aren't people just testing for the antibodies? And if you've got it, why would you be forced to do anything? Like, if you got it, you're not going to get it.
Very good point.
But it was never about that. It was about forcing the shot. It was about billions of dollars for Big Pharma. It was about the hospitals, these big hospitals, especially in New Jersey, taking, 35,000 for people on event, 15,000 for a COVID diagnosis. COVID was the biggest money grab transfer of wealth that we've ever seen. So now Pete Hegseth said, thank God Trump won. Can I say this again?
Yes.
I know I have had my disagreements with the 47th president, and I will continue to respectfully disagree with him on certain policies. However, thank God he won, because now our military not going to be forced to take these ridiculous shots. My question for you is, are you finally done with the flu shot? Or are you still lining up to take what Big Pharma's pushing? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:15 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry. Weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
7:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Now, it turns out that we had some time. Here I am talking, Jill. And then
Thomas walks
in. And I think you would now, you came in like an entourage. It was you, it was Jen, it was Producer Thomas. And Kathy and I are looking at you. And Thomas, you had some breaking news for us.
Yeah, it's not great breaking news. Our phone lines are totally down right now, totally crapped out.
So do we think that the spider cricket, someone on the app chat's working, by the way, as far as I know, called it a spricket or no, I'm sorry. What was it called? Wait. Oh, here it is. A crictor.
A crictor.
Don't you like that?
I like that.
Now, the crictors like to munch on things like cardboard, paper, and other bugs. So they have a balance of protein and fiber in their diet. Is it possible that the crictor chewed through the phone line?
I think that's extremely possible if you're asking me.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think we're on something.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Now, they were out, and what's funny is, board op Kathy, really board engineer Kathy. I think that's what I'm going to,
okay.
That's how I label you in the article. You made an appearance in the article.
Oh, okay, great.
It's very important that we talk about this.
Yeah.
And Jill, you look so serious coming in.
I was just coming in from my traffic, and there was this like entourage of people with like brooms, burning brooms,
yes,
and sticks and pitchforks. I was like,
"Pitchforks and torches."
Like townsfolk was coming in.
I think as Thomas was trying to exterminate the crictor, he got angry and he said, "All right, before I die, I'm going to kill the phone lines." And that's the last thing he did before.
That was his last act. Chewing through the phone line. Yeah. That's what I think. Well, if you see one crictor, there must be others.
Yes.
So the question is, do we have a crictor infestation? And, you know, I think because our phone lines, guys, I don't know if you've seen the old rotary phones. But that's what they look like. It's a big box, and it has the handle, and we have to actually dial and let it tick, 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 tick all the way back. So, Kathy, you witnessed, though, a flash on the board.
Yes.
About an hour ago.
Yes.
And then the flash.
And it's not uncommon to have a power surge in this building. Every once in a while, you know, the call screen will blink.
Yeah.
But it went black, and I heard like a little, it sounded electrical.
it popped? Like
a zap.
I didn't hear it. I saw the flash.
And it was black. And then it came back on.
To be honest, guys, I thought that no one was calling me because you were not happy that I was back. I mean, anything could have happened. But I do want to shout out a few people on the app chat.
What's the phone number?
1-800-283-101.5 is our phone number. Okay. Keep trying it. We'll figure it out. You know, we'll reset it. We'll feed the mice. We will. We're going to start crawling around in the walls and see if we can find out. Somebody obviously tripped over a plug. So we will figure it out. Odin in Phillipsburg on the app chat said that these crickers can jump 2 to 3 feet. So I don't know that producer Thomas knew that when he went after him. Reggae said you spray him with Windex, and that will blind him. Okay, listen, Regis and Hamilton, this is the worst advice I've ever heard. Here's what I do not want anyone to do. If you spray the bug with Windex and blind it, Regis and Hamilton wants to take hairspray and a lighter and torch him. Let me just say this. Do not do that. I wouldn't even do that outside. Not just because A, it could come back on you, and B, you could burn the place down. So don't do it. All right, we will be working on the phone lines if you'd like to continue to try, or hit us up on the New Jersey 101.5 app. I will have a story for you on the other side of the news because I want to talk about what this flu shot and what I've learned over the past couple of years. And I want to talk about diet as well. 726, Jenner Sillo with your news next. 737 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So, guys, I'm going to just tell you this Pete Hegseth move in the military to drop the flu shot reminds us of why it was so important to elect President Trump to office. But I want to just share another thing. I'm looking up, you know, cardiovascular disease in America is rampant and rising. Do you know that literally, according to, I'm going to read this. This is the American Heart Association. On average, somebody in the U.S. dies of cardiovascular disease every 34 seconds. On average, someone in the U.S. dies of a stroke every 3 minutes and 14 seconds. Now, think about that for a minute. Cancer is spiking among young people, especially colorectal cancer. These are underlying conditions of a sick society. Do you know that half, Jen, listen to this, half the country,
yep,
is either diabetic or pre-diabetic. Now, here's the problem. And I'm going to put full disclaimer. I am not knocking any particular advertiser or sponsor of this station. I am going to say, though, get your head checked before you take any of these drugs being pushed by Big Pharma. I would ask your doctor how much money they make before they prescribe you some medication. I know that a lot of you are taking these weight loss drugs and thinking that there's a magic wand to lose weight and be healthy. But have you not seen the spike in cancer and heart disease and diabetes and obesity? Guys, for decades, they've been telling you to eat certain cereals because they're heart healthy. They got you hooked on oat milk because they have you scared of the fat in milk. I watched a member of Congress the other day, some purple-haired freak, I don't know where she's from, screaming about raw milk, how raw milk kills because one guy got sick from a cow that had passed a disease along. Meanwhile, you look around at some of the healthiest people in the world, no autism, low heart disease, almost non-existent cancer. Look at the Amish and the Mennonites. Look at the farmers out there that are eating beef and pork and raw milk and butter and growing their food locally. You know what? They're not having a problem. I had a conversation, a new friend of mine, Nan Hayworth, former member of Congress, who is, you know, her and her husband are both surgeons, and she served in Congress in New York. Great lady. So she and I do... we're like the older, wiser guests on the new show on Newsmax, the morning show in on the weekends. And I'll be back this weekend, and then next weekend I'll be hosting the show. But she and I were talking about the importance of shelf stability. Mm-hmm. So to have food that can survive on a shelf. But the ancients figured this out. So you go back. I'm going to tell everybody, before you go to your next doctor visit, I want you to follow Sama Houle. It's S-A-M-A-H-O-O-L-E. Sama Houle is a nutritionist fitness guru in England, and he is spot on with talking about your fat consumption, your meat consumption. He uses historical data and shows the spike in heart disease, diabetes, etc., which didn't happen until we had an entire country hooked on processed foods. So if you're supplementing your raw cream in your coffee for oat milk, you're doing yourself a major, major disservice. You are putting seed oils into your body, which cause inflammation and all kinds of other things. The doctors who are pushing all the shots on you are the ones who profit off of your being sick. Think about that for a minute. Your doctor's out of business if you're healthy. So thankfully, Robert Kennedy, watch for all the people that the big profiteers in big medicine, the hospitals, and you know who you are. I know all you big shots. Listen to me on the radio on the way in and look for ways to call the station to get me fired. I know you do that. Happens all the time. I don't care. Because a lot of you are so morally bankrupt that you profiteer off of sick kids, off of mutilating kids, and off of sick, overweight, diabetic adults who are so desperate to turn their life around that they're going to take that quick fix pill to hopefully change their life. So, Jen, you'd asked before. I know Amazon's now doing a new thing. And yeah. Look, I use Amazon all the time. And when I first heard the thought, I'm like, oh, Amazon could certainly deliver. I like the idea that if you have life-saving medicine that needs to be delivered, Amazon could get it to you in one day. That's all good.
Right.
I'm just cautioning people to do their own research and really understand what you're putting into your body because, you know, we've done some of the research on these fast weight loss. Mm-hmm. You will lose weight. You will lose weight.
However,
what you're potentially doing to your body, destroying muscle, changing your digestive tract, you don't know what that's going to cause years from now.
And you'll gain it back.
Well, I
know people that went off of it and they've gained it back.
Because Big Pharma wants you hooked on it. Once you go on, you can't come off.
Right.
That's right. Now you just can't leave Bronx Tale.
Rosa DeLauro, by the way, is the purple-haired congresswoman.
Rosa DeLauro. Did you see that bit of her screaming about raw milk? And I'm like, but all these things were fine. Like when your body, I remember Jody and I talked about, like, we don't eat a lot of vegetables now. And because most of them are not good for you. And the benefit is you'd have to eat, you know, 10,000 carrots to get really enough to actually help your eyes, right? Oh, the carrots are good for you to see. And I still like carrots and we still cook. Like, I still will do a sauce, celery, onions, carrot. I use green peppers, all those. I remember this is probably going back 10 years, Tom Brady saying he stopped eating nightshades. They're peppers, tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought, oh, what a crackpot he is. Meanwhile,
He was right.
He was onto something. Anyway, meat and butter is what you need more of. Less doctor visits, more visits to your local farm stand. 1-800-283-101.5. I'm just kidding. The phones aren't working. 744, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I just want to read a couple of app chat because the phones are not working. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Psych, you can't call it because it doesn't work. All right. So Sam in Blackwood, I appreciate you, Sam. He's a chiropractor who's enjoying the segment on health. Danny D and Double D in Hamilton Square in Lambertville. Keep up the health segment. Great work. Thank you. Great topic. Sabina in Branchburg. You went through this, Sabina. and you went to your doctor. You were considered obese. And by the way, obese, we're all obese. I mean, according to the body mass index, it's so ridiculous. If you are a normal person, if you're 6 foot, 200 pounds, you're obese. I always used to say this. Tom Brady was considered obese according to these stats. And then you wonder, why did they make these stats? What was the point? Oh, I know, to prescribe you drugs. And Sabina, I'm sorry you went through that. Honestly, if I were you, I'd go to another doctor. You know, the minute you get the chart, they're like, hey, we could give you this shot. Now, any one of those shots, by the way, you're going to take it for the rest of your life. Rest of your life. Monica in Keyport, the nutritionist I was talking about on X from England is Sama Hool, S-A-M-A, two names, Sama Hool, S-A-M-A, last name Hool, H-O-O-L-E. Guys, let me tell you something. The ancients, I read a book called Sapiens years ago, and Jody and I actually on our cross-country travels listened to this book on tape. Fantastic. What I took out of it is that the human body will live and has been living a lifespan of between 75 and 85 years for about 70,000 years. Interesting, right? Now, the average lifespan was a lot shorter tens of thousands of years ago because you might get eaten by the saber-toothed tiger. And if you break your leg on a hunt and you might freeze to death, all those things. And they didn't have antibiotics, all those factors. But the body itself, before modern medicine, before any of the shots, with your natural immunity, eating the diet of meat fat, rendered meat fat, and protein from animals, you'd live a solid 80 years. Look at the founders. A lot of these guys lived into their 80s. And they were smoking hemp and had virtually zero medical anything. But they were fine. So the point is that you can heal naturally. You can resist disease naturally. And here's a shocker. You can lose weight naturally. Why would you condemn yourself to a life of drugs when you could change it naturally? And I'll tell you something. People that I know that are on these drugs, it's kind of dulled their whole body down. They don't enjoy food anymore. Guys, food is life. Wouldn't it be great and amazing if you could change your diet and enjoy things? And I'll tell you something. I cut out of my diet about a year ago, sugar. I just don't drink sugar, eat it. Every once in a while, I reward myself with a little bit of brown sugar in a coffee over the weekend. Because a little bit is not going to kill you. But generally speaking, we cut out high fructose corn syrup 10 years ago. We don't add sugar. I mean, that doesn't mean I won't eat dessert. That doesn't mean I won't have it once in a while. But if you look at the ingredients of most of the food you're eating, there's corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, and sugar in most of it. All the crap they're feeding these patients in the hospital, full of sugar. Terrible for you. And big medicine and big pharma want to keep you sick. They don't want to hear that you can heal naturally because it'll put half these guys out of business. And it should. It should. You should know your local farmer better than your doctor. And that's part of the problem. All right. It is 7:57. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Doesn't work. Don't call it. It's 8 o'clock. And that means Jenna with the news next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Hey, 8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. Hey, I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. I just want to read a couple of the app chats. So our phones are not working, Jen.
But they're still not working. But, Bill, good for you. I mean, you can talk.
Thank you, Jen.
I meant that as a compliment. Not everybody can do that.
I think what the company does is every once in a while they pretend the phones are broken and they just turn them off.
They just want you to talk.
Yeah, because they, and I do love it. It's like a break sometimes. But I miss the interaction because I think I would have gotten some hate this morning.
Probably.
But we'll make up for it at the hate-o-meter coming up at 8:30.
Yeah, this is good. I can't wait for this. Yeah.
So here is Kenny, the running realtor in Manalapan.
Oh.
Hey, Bill, I think you got it wrong.
Oh.
Kenny, I'm going to give it to you. I like what you said better than what I said. I said you should know your local farmer better than your local doc.
Doctor, you said that, yes.
He said you should know your local farmer better than you know your local pharmacy.
Ooh.
That's good.
I like that.
Kenny, I'm changing it. I like
that.
You
missed that.
Know your farmer, not your pharmacy. That's great. But, you know, I say that a little bit tongue-in-cheek only because there are valuable medicines out there. Like,
yes.
I'm not anti-medicine. I think if you've got allergies and you want to take some, over-the-counter thing that will kind of tamp down your symptoms so you can get through the day without being disgusting, sneezing, and dripping snot. I mean, I get it.
That's not a turn-on?
Right.
That's not a turn-on?
Not, no, not the way you should be going through life, dripping with snot. So fix that. I think aspirin has been shown to be a good preventative measure for folks if to thin your blood, if you've got heart issues. I get it, you know, and if you had a little too much to drink last night, little hydration, little aspirin, not a terrible idea. So there's a value. I also get certain painkillers if you are in an accident. But you got to be careful because a lot of these painkillers will wreck your liver. So you've got to be careful. Balance. I am a big believer in ivermectin. I take it anytime I have a scratch in my throat. I take it, and I have not been off the air. I don't think I've taken sick day since
you have
pre-COVID. It's been 5 or 6 years.
And usually once a year, you lose
your voice.
I used to lose my voice. Yes, it used to take. It hasn't happened since COVID. No.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's because pre-COVID, I would absolutely cover my symptoms. I was taking all kinds of crap. If I had the sniffles, I would take NyQuil or DayQuil or whatever it was to get through it.
You weren't eating butter.
I was not eating enough butter. My fat and protein content were low.
There you go.
My sugar content was high, and I would lose my voice every year.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to get sick once in a while. Your body will get sick. Disease is floating around. But if you are scared to get sick because you're afraid of your own body, your own immune system, and you're going to run to the pharmacy, run to the doctor, that's the problem. We need to lead with a healthier lifestyle, and which is why I believe in chiropractors. I love chiropractors, body adjusters, and I love the idea that is the start of holistic healing. If you can adjust your body, that's better than taking a pill. So always follow the money. The profiteering from the hospitals, the doctors. I'll give you an example. Here's how stupid our health system is. So my mother-in-law has a heart attack. We call 911. And I was going to drive her in, but she was kind of slumped on the couch. And Jody's like, we're just going to call because she's not, we don't want to move her.
Ambulance.
There were, and this is nothing against the rescue guys that showed up, but 3 cars, 8 people. We literally had an event going on in her room. And then we get the bill. So the ambulance ride, $300 after insurance. So I don't know what the original cost was. Then we get a second bill for $700. The $700 bill was off of a $10,000 bill. So, and then when she called, she didn't have to pay the $700 because it was covered by insurance. But that means you're paying a premium.
Yep.
The insurance company is now paying somebody $10,000 to stop by my house to take my mother-in-law. There were no drugs involved. They didn't have to resuscitate her. They picked her up. They put her on the thing, and they wheeled her into the ambulance.
Bill, for $10,000, I would have come to your house and drove your mother to the hospital.
I would do it for two. I'll do it for two. I mean, this is what's broken. So, guys, pharma and hospitals have figured out how to just get rich off of your ailments. And if you don't decide to take control of your health, it's only going to catch up with you in a negative way as you get older. We don't have to feel worse when we get older. I'm 57. I'm healthier now than I was at 47. 8:14, fast traffic instant weather next.
New Jersey 101.5, $1,000 at work payday winners.
Oh my goodness. Oh, Matthew, we won a house. My son is with me. Oh my goodness. Oh, my wife's not going to believe that I won. Oh my goodness.
Are you kidding me right now? Oh, my God. I can't even believe it. This is amazing.
You could be the next $1,000 winner. Listen every weekday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Complete contest rules and details on our New Jersey 101.5 app. $1,000 a day just for listening at work on New Jersey 101.5. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers.
That's tomorrow. It's 8:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. I forgot. Thank you, Kathy, for the reminder. Psych, not taking calls because the phone does not work. Now, I don't know what happened. We think maybe, what did we call it, a Crichter?
The Crichter.
The Crichter. Crichter sounds like a movie franchise.
Ominous.
The Crichter returns. Rise of the Crichter.
Thomas is nodding.
Beware the Crichter.
And bring him on.
Crichter Dawn.
Thomas, do you have any suggestions?
Don't you think, Thomas, I think Crichter could be a whole franchise for us.
It sounds like that franchise is like the alien when the alien came down. So the alien comes down and he's called the Crichter. And it's a whole franchise.
Yes.
You know?
The Crichter returns.
And it's one of those franchises where it stretches too thin, like where
it goes too far and then it sucks.
Yeah.
The Crichter's Revenge.
Yeah. Crichter. By the time you get to Crichter's Revenge,
yeah, the first two are pretty good, but then we get to the third, fourth, and it's like, oh, this sucks now.
Maybe we could do a prequel.
Maybe.
That might come out all right. Would you call it like Crichter?
Crichter Origins.
Crichter Origins.
Sabotage.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, I think this could work. I agree, though. Once you get to, like, I don't know. I think after the third Star Wars, the franchise was just crap.
Yeah, like, we'll get to, like, Crichter 5, and then, like, J.J. Abrams will direct it, and you'll, like...
be a disaster.
You'll be a disaster.
Rocky 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. All right. So, we're going to keep the Crichter as an idea. Oh, people are asking me a lot about... what I was just commenting on, ivermectin, et cetera. If your doctor won't prescribe it, they used to prescribe this as a travel medicine, a preventative. So try telling your doctor that you're traveling somewhere where there's malaria, and you might be able to get a prescription that way. If you can't, I recommend everybody go to a website, America's Frontline Doctors. That's hold on, I need my glasses now. Yeah, I tried to read that, Kathy. It didn't work. AFLDS.org. That's AFLDS.org. The America's Frontline Doctors, these are the folks that were out in front pushing against the fraud of the COVID times and the lockdown and the lies. And, you know, of course, they turned out to be 100% right. We now have turbo cancer. Thank you, Big Pharma. And we have all kinds of problems. We also have found out that they lied. They just lied. The 6 feet, they're made up. The masks don't work. Actually cause harm because you're recycling the stuff that your body's trying to expel. I mean, just silly stuff. I still see people wearing masks. I can't believe it. You have to be, like, talk about the mind virus insanity. Don't get mad at people wearing a mask now. Feel sorry for them because you are full on... brain has melted, and you really, if you think the mask is keeping you healthy, I feel sorry for you. It's not. And if you're sick all the time, check your diet. Don't look for another regimen of pills. Check your diet. Honestly, if you want to find some docs that are in a network of like-minded people that understand that there's certain things that work, you want to go to America's Frontline Docs, AFLDS. Now, it's not an insurance company. It's not. There's just a group of doctors, but you may get referred or can find out what doctors in the area are supportive of this, because this idea that your doc won't prescribe you ivermectin is ridiculous. It's a great product, and it's been around for a long time. And the reason that they wouldn't let you take it in and said, oh, it's a horse medication, it's a horse dewormer, because if you realized how quickly you would have been over COVID, like it was a common cold, if you had had the right treatment, there would never have been a need for any conversation about a vaccine. We never would have shut down. COVID would have never happened. Would have never happened. If doctors said, hey, by the way, we got this medicine, pop this, and they knew. And they knew, by the way. They knew because it was working for people. And it wasn't until after it was effective that they wouldn't let you get it. So fight back. And if your doctor won't work with you on that, get rid of them. Get rid of them. Because you know that doc is just a shill for Big Pharma. 1-800-283-101.5. Wait, that's just by habit. Phone's not working. It's 827. Jen Ursula with the news next.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hadometer.
.38 on New Jersey 101.5. It is that time of week. Boy, it's nice to, I should switch my schedule. I should come in on Wednesdays. Maybe I should just be here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I like this Wednesday as a Monday. What do you think, Thomas?
You start your week with the Hadometer.
I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we could also do the Hadometer on Monday if we wanted to, but
I think you have enough to do it every day.
How hard was it to cull through to get what you got?
Actually, pretty hard because there was so much.
Oh, good. Okay. It must have been something I said. Now, Jen Ursula, this is your second opportunity. And since I have completely blocked out the first one, for me, it's kind of like I have the superpower. I tell people, you're not surprised I have a superpower. And I'm going to explain. My superpower is I can watch a show for the first time many times.
You've mentioned this.
Yeah. So this is my first time hearing you do the Hadometer.
Even though it's not.
Well, it's new to me.
Right.
That's how I'm looking at it. So I know that there was some confusion on this first one. We've had some multiple inputs on this. Not 100% sure where the hate was directed, what it meant. Our board op, Kathy, brought up some very interesting points about it. I think we should get into it. So, Thomas, tell me about this first one.
This first one is from Fly Girl on X.
Fly Girl on X. Just curious, what did Fly Girl have as a emoji or a profile pic? Do you remember?
I can't remember the top of my head. If you give me a second after we see
it. Yeah, I'm just curious. Like, was it, you know, because sometimes they call themselves that, but it's not necessarily like a girl who flies.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
May not even be a girl.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
It is a very vague profile picture of just a person in the distance with clouds behind them.
Really? So we're not sure who that is.
All right.
But whoever they are, Fly Girl on X, not happy with me.
Not happy at all.
All right. Happy.
You're a blue check grifter earning coins on engagement. So you rage bait to make a few bucks. Go get a real job.
Now, the bleep before grifter doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
Blue check, boop, grifter.
Yeah.
I don't, do you think there was just anger? You think Fly Girl was just so angry that they had to throw an F-bomb in there?
That's what I think it is.
Yeah. So.
To color it up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, adding a little color. I like that. I think that's good. I mean, I think you could have done this without the cursing.
Yes, but then it wouldn't have made the Hadometer probably.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The go get a real job is pretty good.
I enjoy saying all of it.
Don't you think? Getting a real job, so mocking my job. And just so people are understanding, the blue check grifter insult means because I'm verified on social media, I just use that to throw bombs out there so I make money.
Yes. So you rage bait.
I had asked this question the other day on Newsmax. They were accusing some social media posters of being paid by the Israeli government and the American-Israeli PAC. And the price of a pro-Israel tweet was going for about $7,000.
Wow. Oof.
Yeah. I'm like, where's my $7,000? Well, I'm not getting the $7,000.
You're not.
I would be happy to take $7,000 for a tweet if someone wants to pay me. Maybe Sky Girl here. What was it? Fly Girl wants to pay me to. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, she's in the sky.
All right. Maybe. Girl. All right. Let's move on.
The second one here, I do like the second one. This is Nancy CDLS on X.
Before we play it, let me ask you, Jen, did you have any favorites here?
I do have a favorite.
You do? It was not number one. It wasn't your favorite.
No.
There's another one. Okay. Yes. Let's try to figure out which one it is. Let's go with number two.
Oh, Bill, you're both icky and weird. Get over yourself.
Now, who was that?
This is Nancy CDLS.
On X?
On X.
I don't understand the icky part. How are you icky? Weird, I get.
Yeah, I'm weird. There's no question.
Icky, I don't see you icky.
What was it in response to? I think this one needs some context.
I think this was also the Pope tweet.
Oh, the Pope tweet.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I want to thank the Supreme Pontiff and President Trump because their battle gave us so much content and so much to discuss and so much hate and just vile, vicious comments.
That's why I said you could have had a full week of hate.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure between the Pope and Trump, they will both say something this week that'll get me tweeting, I'm sure.
I was scrolling through the comment section of that Pope tweet, and it was just gold.
It was gold.
Like every other comment.
And I was just being honest. I just made, and I go to my profile, my at Bill Spady, and you'll see exactly. I think it's my pinned tweet.
I believe it is still
yeah,
is, yes.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
This third one here is R.H. Lissy on X.
Shut up, demon from hell.
that's pretty good. I would say, demons only come from hell, I think. So it's a little redundant.
Yeah, a little redundant.
Yeah. But the fact that this, who is it again?
R.H. Lissy.
So we don't know if that's male, female, older, younger.
But far, the first three are off at X. X blown up with the hate.
Blown up with the hate. I think that gets I like it for creativity. I think 4 out of 5 because that's a ringtone. That's in the ringtone category.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just hear it one more time.
Shut up, demon from hell.
I like how you emphasize the demon. Like the d.
Thank you.
The d and the demon.
But you're right on the redundancy.
Right?
The demon is like saying, shut up, fish from the ocean, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, fish could be from a lake, though.
That's also, do you know what? Yeah.
So, right? Like maybe if we could have layers of hell, maybe?
Yeah.
Discuss this in a Dante perspective. All right. Let's, now this one, I think this may have been your favorite. I'm just going to call it now. Let's, who's this from?
This is from Jimmy R on X.
Jimmy Another R. X. All right.
Oh, f*** yourself, asshole. You are just an ignorant nobody.
Wow. That's good because it's 1, 2. The yourself is bracketed by bleeped curses. And then just the cut right in.
Yes.
I'm not only a nobody, but I'm also ignorant.
Yes.
So this, who is this again?
Jimmy R.
So Jimmy took the time to really assess my mental capacity.
Yep.
And then my notoriety.
Yes.
I think that's, let's hear it one more time.
Go f*** yourself, asshole. You are just an ignorant nobody.
that's good. I like
beginning
that.
Is good, middle's good, end's good.
It's I think complete. That right now that's our winner. I mean, I would go... I think I'm downgrading the demon from hell to a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Because I'm going to give Jimmy a 4 out of 5 on this one.
All right.
Two curses insulted my intelligence. He insulted my awareness of current events, and the fact that no one I'm a nobody. Like I don't rate. I mean it was cutting.
It was almost like, perfect. I think it was
almost.
Like,
say 4. I think 4 out of 5 is good.
4 out of 5. Yeah.
I would just, here's what I would do though, Jimmy. I would have flipped it. Oh. I would have gone, you are an ignorant nobody, and then go bleep, right?
And then here's the action part. Because if you
end on the last curse word in that, it's like a punch. It's an exclamation point. Don't you think?
I think Jimmy was just so angry. He just That's what got I think it out. Too. Yeah.
It's like you got punched, and then he's telling you you're an ignorant nobody. What you're saying is you want to call... You want him to call you an ignorant nobody, then punch.
Then punch. Yeah. Then you punch.
Then you're knocked out.
Right.
You didn't even hear
that you're
that makes more sense. Out. That makes more sense.
Thomas gets it. Yep. Thomas gets it.
Well, Thomas is not an ignorant nobody.
No.
So.
No, he is not. Right. He is not. All right, let's. What's the opposite? Smart somebody?
Smart.
I'm a smart somebody. All right, let's go to number five.
This fifth one is MAGA immune on the app chat.
Okay, let's go.
Bill, why are you such an insecure human being? You must do something in the dark that you are ashamed of. I bet you have a bunch of skeletons in your closet.
Wow. That was your favorite
one. That was my favorite.
That was your favorite
one. I'll tell you why. Even though it had no curses in it. Where did this person get that you're doing something in the dark?
Well, I love
where
that.
Where do you pull that one out?
Now,
of?
Does she mean, or he, who is it? Who was it on the app chat?
MAGA immune.
So who knows? He doesn't, we don't know. It could have been a pronoun person.
Right,
we have no
idea. But like, what are you doing in the dark, Bill?
So you could have tightened that up to what you're ashamed, doing something you're ashamed of. Now, does that mean in the dark, like no one knows, or like dark of night, like dark room? Like, what is that?
It just
right?
sounds,
I don't know.
It just sounds like you're doing something super creepy.
Super really creepy, yeah. Nefarious, that I don't want anyone to know about.
Yes.
But then I think they add to it with the skeletons in your closet.
Yeah, apparently you have a bunch.
Multiples, yeah. Not just one thing that I'm ashamed of, but a bunch of skeletons. I agree, though. I think this one tops because it's well thought out. There's an accusation.
Mm-hmm.
He painted a picture of the darkness and the lying and this double life that I must lead to hide my skeleton.
Exactly.
Right? So
and
this
calling
was
you insecure, everything. Right. It's got everything.
This has a little bit of this is like a salad bar or a buffet.
I need to know.
It's almost a buffet, like country griddle.
Metaphorically or literally? When they say, you have a bunch of skeletons in your closet and you do stuff in the dark that you're ashamed of.
Yeah, that's just, like, that creeps me out.
Yeah.
Well, you saying, do they mean like skeletons like dead people or maybe Halloween decorations?
Yeah, do they think that you're a serial killer or do they just think
what are you doing in the dark?
What am I doing in the dark that I'm ashamed of that causes all these skeletons? I get it.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Well, I agree. I think number five is our winner on the day. Thank you, everyone, for participating in today's Hate Meter.
Ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hadometer.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
Arrow. Best rejoin music that we have had yet. 8:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right. So no response yet from our corporate overlords on the phone system. So the phones are still down. But just to throw it out there, 1-800-283-101.5 is a number, although that number does not work today. Hopefully later it will. But, hey, I'm going to put up a post about some of the things we talked about. One of the things is a quick sauce that you got to make. We made chicken parm last night. So easy, so simple. You're going to love it. I'll have it posted in a couple hours. But right now it's 8:54 on the other side. Oh, wait, here's the music that Kathy wanted to play. And I don't get it. She wants me to get it, but I don't. I'll try to figure it out over the break.
Billy Squire in the dark.
Oh, because I was in the dark? Nice. All right, well played. I do like Billy Squire. .8:55 Jenner Silva with the news next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
.909 on New Jersey 101.5. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time. Every morning. Billy Squire, 75 years old. New album dropped on Saturday. How about that?
How do you know that, Bill?
You don't follow.
You know why? Because Kathy played it, and all of a sudden my text blew up with people sending me pictures of them.
I thought you were like Billy Squire.
He was at the Princeton Record Exchange.
He was in Princeton at the Record Exchange. How cool is that?
Record Store Day.
I think that's pretty cool. The fact that there is that, and that's a cool place.
I like Billy Squire.
But I had asked, I didn't, you know, what do I know, right? So I'm like, what would he have charged for that appearance? Yeah. But apparently it was just to promote the new album.
That's cool. And you get to go in there and meet Billy Squire. He's a cool dude.
I wonder. I don't know him, but I bet he looks like he's having fun. In the pictures, he doesn't look like he's annoyed that he has to do a public appearance.
And
he's trying to sell his new album. And of course he's happy.
But did we figure out, is he from Jersey? He's not from Jersey,
He's from Massachusetts. He lives on the Upper East Side with his wife.
And he came to Princeton.
And he came to Princeton, yeah. So I'm sure he didn't take the train. I'm sure he's going to. Let's see. Let's just look up real quick.
Billy Squire's net worth.
Did he take New Jersey Transit? Right, that's the real question. His net worth estimated right now. Hold on, wait for it. Billy Squire. Here we go. Oh, the computers are working about as well as the phone.
It can't be. I don't see it being that high.
His net worth?
Yeah.
Could I play music while we wait?
Yeah, would you play music while we wait? I'm still looking this up. It's not showing. No official net worth figures.
That's not good.
That's not good at all.
No.
All right, the estimate. Here's the estimate. Based on his album sales, et cetera, 30 to 60 million.
Yeah, I'm seeing that too. I looked it up too.
I mean,
that's not bad.
Well, no, but here's the thing about these guys, the entertainers, that I can't imagine doing a record store appearance to promote an album if I'm already worth $60 million. I think I'm sleeping in on Saturday. I don't know. But I'll give him credit. I'm glad. It's nice that he did it.
And he's 75?
He's 75. Wow. Like that. That's the story. Go Billy Squire. I love it. So congratulations, Billy Squire. New album at 75 years old. Here's what's kind of funny. Maybe it's not funny. A little morbid humor for me. They announced it as his last album.
Oh,
what?
Yes.
Are you sure they didn't mean most recent?
You would think so. When I looked it up, it said the company announced his last album. And I'm like, whoa. So
unless maybe he's announcing he's retiring.
Well, yeah,
I mean, obviously, though,
if he were 55 and you announced last album, you're like, oh, wow, early retirement. Right. When you're 75, they announced last album, you're like, oh. But he looks healthy, to be fair. All right, guys, it's 9:12. What I would normally tell you is, let's talk about the celebrity that you met this weekend, and did you see Billy Squire? And what would be cool is if you could dial 1-800-283-101.5. But
however,
you cannot because the phones are not working. So please, do not call 1-800-283-101.5. 9:12.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePue.
Oh, yeah. All right, it's 9:22, and I am Bill Spadia. And you cannot call me. Do not call 1-800-283-101.5, because no one's answering. Now, we had a couple of good suggestions, I think. Scott in Clearwater said, producer Thomas and Kyle's here as well. Guys, we need to put in an IT ticket. So just, if you don't mind, do that. And, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Scott and Clearwater. I appreciate that. So, Jill, we were talking about mayonnaise, but I want to tell you, I love mayonnaise, but I make my own now.
I like your recipe.
And it's so simple.
Yeah.
So it's 3/4 cup of avocado oil.
Avocado oil. Yeah,
whole raw egg, mm-hmm. and then one just yolk.
That's where he threw me off. He was like, I do an egg and a yolk.
So it's like 1.5 eggs. Egg plus yolk. I guess I could do 2 eggs. I don't know. I haven't tried that.
Whatever.
So I could try that. I'm not sure what the added, it might make it whiter. I don't know.
Who told you to just have one egg and one yolk?
I started making it up. Rose Beth, my assistant, gave me a great recipe.
Oh, all right.
But then I lowered the amount of oil and I added the egg yolk. I don't know why.
Just the yolk.
Okay. I was playing with it to try to get to a certain thickness so it would resemble more what you would buy in the store. because I like the consistency, but that's poison. I don't buy the seed oil crap.
If you resemble what's in the story, you're going to add some gelatin.
No. God knows what else is in there.
All right, so anyway.
So it's a teaspoon of, you could do olive oil, 3/4 of a cup of either olive oil or avocado oil, two egg yolks, one full egg, teaspoon of Dijon mustard, teaspoon of white vinegar, teaspoon of lemon juice, and then salt. And then the immersion blender. And I've now made this, I make it almost once a week. And Jody has now commented at least 3 times, I can't believe you're not making a mess.
Oh, yeah, good boy.
I know. How about that?
And now
I bought the immersion blender that was metal because I didn't want to use plastic anymore. So I now have a metal immersion blender.
But that's not a lot of ingredients like for that.
No,
blender.
You need it.
Doesn't it just get stuck on the, like, it's not, I mean, how much are you making?
I mean, it's about a cup. It's about a total of a cup because of all the ingredients and the 3/4 cup of oil.
Yes.
So the immersion blender, I have a wide mouth
jar.
Oh, that's
like that stick. It looks like the thing that's a frother.
So you put it in and you let it sit on the bottom. And as you pull it up, you can see the creaminess coming out of the sides of it. It's really...
Now, does the immersion blender have a metal barrel at the bottom? Or is
metal.
Oh, metal.
Metal blades and metal barrel.
That's
$18 on Amazon.
Stop.
We had one that was plastic.
Clear. Yeah, plastic. And I'm like, nope. Break the bottom. Yeah.
Well, right. And then I don't know how much of the microplastics are getting into the food.
Oh, yeah.
So the metal is the metal. Dishwasher safe. It's like $18.
Can you
and
just
I love
use
it.
A frother? Like, I have a, you know.
No, I think you like really need it to, because you got raw egg in there.
Okay,
and you really need the raw egg to get whipped up, and that gives it a little bit of fluffiness. Now, with the Dijon mustard, it's a little yellow, and the avocado oil that I buy is annoying, because I won't buy it from America, because the avocado oil from California, the way they treat the avocados... I want no part of whatever poison's on that. They don't treat them right. They're very mean to the avocados, and I don't like it.
They have to work in sweatshops for a while.
The avocados are slaving away, 20-hour days. I don't like the working conditions, so I buy it from South America.
It's unfair treatment for avocados.
Save the avocados. All right, it is 9:26. Hey, other side, I had a day trip, pretty much 2 days, to D.C. that... I'm going to tell you something. Again, thank you, President Trump. D.C. was such a great experience. And I lived there for years. We enjoyed it. So we were tourists for 2 days. It was amazing. And safe and clean. I want to thank the National Guard and President Trump for cleaning that city up. I'll tell you about it on the other side of the news next. And valued almost $7,500. The Seize the Deal auction runs through Friday, as I said. Friday the 24th, and you can go to the website right now, seizethedeal.com. It's pretty cool.
I like that.
Right? Not bad at all.
Yeah.
So I was saying on the other side, I don't know when the last time you've been to Washington, D.C., but we had a great weekend. I mean, we lived there for years. I was in D.C. from, I guess 6 years, because I got there after when I got out of the Marines. Went to D.C., worked for President Bush, the first one, and, you know, had a stint with the RNC. And then I was there for up till about nine. I think we left in 96 or 97. Anyway, we had never been to some of the monuments.
Yeah, I believe that. I feel like people live there. You just don't.
Never go. So we walked. Yeah. We stayed at and we got a great deal. I must have hit it in between the cherry blossoms. And summer vacations.
Yep.
There were a couple of group tours that we saw walking around, like with high school kids for their trip. But we had a great deal at the Hotel Washington, which is a place I would never stay at because of the cost. But we got this deal Sunday and Monday. And then we walked about 6 miles. We did all the monuments. Didn't go up in the Washington Monument, but walked the mall and all around that. And the Jefferson Memorial was fantastic. I'd never been there. Here's my takeaway.
Yeah.
Clean. No dog poop. I saw maybe 3 homeless people the entire time we were there. No trash in the parks. I mean, let me tell you something. The only thing that's a little unnerving is you got to get used to soldiers on the corners.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There are armed soldiers walking around. And that at first, you're like, whoa, is there something going on? Then you realize Donald Trump mobilized the National Guard to take the streets back.
Yes, he did.
And they did it. They
that's
did
why
it.
You don't see the homeless and the trash and everything else in between. Yes.
So I'm not a big crazy crowd guy. So I'm not going to July 4th and they're doing the whole 250th anniversary birthday of the country.
Yeah, that's going to be cool, though.
It's going to be really cool. So they're already setting up for it.
I could see you, though, holding court at the Jefferson Memorial. Like, I could totally see you.
I thought about it. I walked up the stairs. I thought about giving a speech. There weren't enough people there. It was kind of chilly.
I feel like I could totally see that.
You know you're not in Jersey anymore. Yeah. Because the Jefferson Memorial, so it's round, and you can see the Washington Monument's right there, because it's all set up as a cross.
Yep.
And then you can see the White House, right? So, but the Jefferson Memorial, it goes onto this tidal basin. So there's water around it.
Yep.
But there's no railing. And I love that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you could end up in the drink, and I'm like, how is there no railing? And then I'm like, right.
I didn't know
everywhere
that.
Outside of New Jersey, you have to be responsible for your kids and your dog and yourself. Don't show up stumbling around drunk because you might fall in the tidal basin. Don't let the kids run amok. You might end up in the tidal basin. So in D.C., the most bloated government around decided they didn't need railings. Jill, you would have loved it. Well, I was saying, I lived there for 6 years.
My kids love
it. I never did the monuments, though.
But now you
do it as a tourist, right?
We were tourists. Yeah. And I will post this tomorrow because it's going to be hard to explain the stupidity of government.
I captured
for the first time the stupidity of government in two pictures.
Okay.
There's a sign as you walk into the park next to the Lincoln Memorial or the Jefferson Memorial.
Yeah.
That says,
my daughter's favorite.
Beware of a low branch. You then walk about 20 feet.
Yeah.
And I posed, like, of course I did.
Of course.
My head hitting the low branch.
Yeah. And did you hit it?
I knew it was coming because of the sign.
Right.
But then it occurred to me, only stupid government would put up a sign instead of trim the tree.
Oh.
Cut the branch.
It's probably a beloved.
They went and printed signs, metal signs, and they're all over about this one low branch that comes into the pathway.
It could be a protected tree and they can't cut it.
Which is so stupid. All somebody should just trip on a thing and cut it. I want to go cut it.
You go and cut it. Let's see what happens.
They should have a sign that says, beware of stupid sign.
But just, like, think about it. I'm sure it's some species of tree.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
But you can trim a tree. Actually, it's good for the trees to be trimmed back. Our guy cuts our trees. We trim them. They shape them.
Grow.
They grow more. They live. They're happy and healthy. These poor
pruning.
Trees. They're treating the trees in D.C. worse than the avocados in California. That's the problem. It's all bad.
Was there a sign warning you about the falling into the water?
No. No. Thank you. No sign. No sign about, hey, don't fall into the tidal basin.
Oh, my
God. But tree... Hey, idiot, you might not see the tree. I'm like, if I'm not going to see the tree, how am I going to know to read the sign? I'm going to read this stupid sign for you.
Okay.
It's just so maddening. Oh, the pizza I made last night was so good.
Stop.
Oh, hold on.
All right. According to Google, trees cannot be kept near the Jefferson Memorial because the surrounding tidal basin seawall has deteriorated, causing daily high tides and flooding that damage tree roots.
Yeah.
So probably if you cut it, you're damaging the roots. I don't know.
You're not,
I don't know.
No, but here's the best part. No. Look at this. Low hanging branch ahead. And it shows the guy as if he hit his head.
Oh, it's
but a, not oh branches.
It's a stick figure guy.
One branch. So now if I scroll over, I will show you.
Post that.
I will show you the branch. I can't wait to post this tomorrow. There's me hitting my head on the branch.
And you don't have those sparks coming out like the stick figure guy.
I know, there I am. There I am.
That's hysterical.
I'm walking into the branch.
There has to be a reason.
Then I did this. Then I posed for the branch. I tried to do the lines coming off your head. I tried to do that, and it's a live picture, so I'm going to get it right. Look at that. Look, I'm hitting the branch with my forehead. My mouth is open. Look, my hair's waving. There's wind going.
From far away, you look like John Fetterman's outfit.
I look a little Fetterman there. Well, that's the new style.
If you're hitting your head, Zara would have been decapitated.
Oh, I think it would have hit Zara right in the chest. That's what I think. He would have had a cardiac situation.
I didn't know the sign has no words on it. It's just a stick figure with sparks coming out of his head and this branch.
It's a stick and a stick figure, and it says low branch ahead. Low.
You can't make this up.
The trees are so mangled. You got roots coming out. You got trees leaning. Cut the branch.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm writing Trump a letter.
You have to. Prune your trees.
Prune the trees. 9:45, fast traffic, instant weather next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
9:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning and goodbye. Hey, I want to address a couple things on the app chat. Road Warrior in Trenton, Operation Pink Cord failed us. The whole system went down, so... that's it. And someone asking, I think it was Matt in Bath, asking about the immersion blender. It's called Ovente, and it looks like they sell it at Home Depot. I got it on Amazon. It's $17, $16.99. It's fine. It's fine. It's immersion blender, black stainless steel. So it's got stainless blades and a stainless immersion wand so that you're not getting any chemicals in your food. It's a multi-purpose hand mixer. But, anyway, really good. Ovente is the brand, and anyway, it's working for me. So make your do your own research, but $17. Also, Kathy in Bucks County had a serious question about mayonnaise. Her son had a reaction and had salmonella. I get that, but I have been eating raw eggs in things like Caesar salad and other things for years and have never had a problem. Here's the key thing. Don't keep it in your fridge for more than, I say, 5 days, maybe max 7 days. Same thing with the raw milk. Raw milk will last about 8 or 9 days. The key is this stuff does not have a shelf life. So if you're going to eat raw eggs in your mayo, if you're going to eat raw milk and raw cream, just know that it expires. You want to pay attention to those dates. If it smells a little off, don't have it. But we haven't had a problem yet, Kathy, so I recommend it. But again, you got to do your own research and take your own precautions. All right, guys. Maybe the team Town Square will have the phones fixed tomorrow. Otherwise, don't try calling 1-800-283-101.5. It's 9:54. I am Bill Spadia. I will be back tomorrow at 6.